Señor presidente.
Chair, allow me first of all to commend you on the way in which you're guiding us, and that think you will continue to do so. We think we welcome giving this space to something which is extremely relevant, the reduction of risk and vulnerability. We're fulfilling the imperative idea, which is to save lives when there are situations which threaten people who cannot protect themselves. In his report, Secretary General mentions impacting realities which call for immediate and sustained activity. We're referring to the information about poverty, hunger, international humanitarian rights, human rights, forced displacements, climate change, which have negative impacts on women, on racial and ethnic minorities, persons with disabilities, and other persons who are in a situation of vulnerability. In Paraguay, fulfills the Agenda 2030, and we are supporting institutionality and the ability to manage the units that are involved in the implementation of the follow-up of assistance. We shall tirelessly work in order to assist the social protection throughout the cycle of life, with a particular emphasis on the crises. We were pleased with the reports that we've heard the last few days, which will be extremely useful for the articulation of partnerships, which are based on the support of the groups mentioned when they face challenges and when their rights are affected. We would urge to continue to provide resources that will make it possible to come up with comprehensive solutions to the main problems in with solidarity. More than ever, our ideas should be reflected in facts, which assist the resilience of persons and generate actions that make it possible to avoid crises which are the result of human intervention on the planetary level. Our understanding is that the preventive approach adopted by humanitarian organizations is the appropriate way of doing things, which makes it possible to mitigate the impact of crises, managing risks, and increasing resilience. We would urge to continue to work on risk management and mitigation of the adverse effects from the phenomena that I have mentioned. I'd like to recall that Paraguay was one of the first countries to adopt and incorporate the Sendai framework for the reduction of risks from crises between 2015-2030, and we have we thus have a very important tool to manage risk and to strengthen governance in this area. Lastly, I'd like to stress the work that Paraguay has done in terms of the implementation of programs which fight poverty directly, as well as the problem, as well as the programs that empower women and that improve the situation of in education and children and older persons in the context of 2030. We are working, moving forward, and we're grateful for any contributions. And we commit ourselves to associate ourselves with everything that leads to an improvement of our lives and of our